The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for Increased Understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage on The Takeaway is supported in part by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.
The 10th anniversary of 9/11 yesterday, of course, was for many a day of remembrance, for some a day of reflection. It's clear that the America's place in the world has shifted over the past 10 years. And the attacks ushered in a decade that was focused on increased security, focused on combating terrorism, a debate over weakened civil liberties, two multi-billion-dollar wars overseas, a crippling deficit that has slowed our economic recovery. President Obama spoke at the Ground Zero Memorial Service yesterday.
Our troops have been to lands unknown to many Americans a decade ago, to Kandahar and Kabul, to Mosul and Basra. But our strength is not measured in our ability to stay in these places. It comes from our commitment to leave those lands to free people and sovereign states, and our desire to move from a decade of war to a future of peace.
So after all the billions spent, the millions of shoes removed at the airport, the wiretaps and the secret prisons, has it been a good investment? Joining us now this morning, Larry Korb, senior fellow at the Center for American Progress and former assistant secretary of defense under the Reagan administration. Good morning. Nice to talk to you again, Larry.
Good morning.
So let me ask you that question straight out. How has our investment played out? It's been probably at this point trillions if you include all the different things on which we've spent to combat terrorism. Has it worked?
Well, I mean, certain things have. I mean, for example, I think getting the Department of Homeland Security, where you get all of the people worried about the homeland and make defense of the homeland an issue. Previously, we had thought the only way to, you know, protect the United States was to go overseas. I think in the intelligence community, the reorganization and the sharing of information has certainly helped. I think the fact that we've alerted Americans to be on guard, like, you know, the people who stopped the man who was, you know, going to blow up Times Square. I mean, that was another citizen. Overseas, it was right to go into Afghanistan. The problem is we didn't finish the job. We went to Iraq, which had nothing to do with 9/11. And, you know, we spent trillions of dollars on those two wars. Afghanistan has gone on longer than it should have because we diverted our attention to Iraq. And for the first time in our history, we went to significant wars without raising taxes. In fact, we cut taxes, which contributed to the problem that we have with the economy.
All right, so that sounds like it's kind of a split decision here. We're speaking with Larry Korb, senior fellow at the Center for American Progress. When you look back on the trillions of dollars spent, it sounds like we maybe could have gotten it accomplished with billions spent instead?
Oh, sure. I mean, take a look at Libya. I mean, in Libya, the United States has spent roughly, you know, the incremental costs for that war, about $1 billion. In Iraq, it's $1.5 trillion, and that does not include things like interest on the national debt or the veterans benefits that we're going to be paying for the rest of our lifetimes. And, you know, you can't be strong in the world if you're not strong at home. And we just really, you know, have very little room to maneuver. Our infrastructure, you know, is not being taken care of. Education system is not well because we don't have the money to spend because we spent them on those wars without raising taxes.
So, to a certain extent, what about all the other things, Larry? What about the things we spent on in terms of the extra security at the airports, in terms of the wiretapping, the domestic spying? Has that turned out to be a good investment?
No, that has. I mean, I think the extra security at the airports, we probably overdid it a little bit, but that is not a big expenditure. And you know, certainly, you know, we have responded when, you know, to the shoe bomber, so we got to take off our shoes. And I think the technology is getting where the inspections will not be as intrusive. But I do think that we overdid it on the civil liberties. I mean, we really panicked and basically we violated a lot of our own laws, not only in terms of spying on Americans without going through the courts, but the way we, you know, treated prisoners at Guantanamo. And it is torture. I mean, when you waterboard someone, that's torture. And that undermines our standing in the world, because this is what part of our strength is, who we are and the way we treat people. And, you know, we have a democracy and you're innocent until you're proven guilty. I mean, those things, I think, did hurt us.
We're speaking with Larry Korb, senior fellow at the Center for American Progress, former assistant secretary of defense under the Reagan administration. So, Larry, I mean, this sounds like good news to me. To the extent that we're now in a situation where our budgets are very tight, they're trying to lower expenditures at the Pentagon, they're trying to, I guess, lower expenditures across the board. It sounds like we can keep the country safe and for a much smaller price tag. I mean, what should we now focus our money on?
Well, I think you, with the Pentagon budget, it's not just the cost of the wars, but the regular or the baseline defense budget went up. It almost doubled. And the military did not have to make hard choices. And that, of course, I think made the deficit situation worse. We need to, you know, bring that back down. And we are as part of the budget deal. But what we need to do is we need to rebuild our infrastructure, work on our education system, because those things have really atrophied. And in the long term, that will be the source of our strength.
Wait. Larry, you're saying that a good way to combat terrorism in the future is to invest in education?
Well, sure. I mean, you can't deal with threats around the world unless you're strong at home. And if you basically do not have a vibrant economy, it's going to be tough if you do need to, you know, spend more on defense or deal with situations. Now, it's not just combating terrorism. Terrorism is not the existential threat to the United States that, say, the Soviet Union was. We have other things that we have to deal with in the world, and part of it is we've overreacted to, you know, this group called Al-Qaeda. And the way we would be able to deal with it in the future is not to go in and re-engineer societies as we tried in Afghanistan and Iraq, but to use the special forces the way we did to go after bin Laden and use the drones and special forces the way we're fighting in Yemen, and to work with other countries as we're doing in Libya.
All right, so we spend a bunch of money on our educational system. What else should we spend to combat terrorism in the future?
Well, I think what we need to do is work with other countries, share intelligence, make sure our own intelligence assets at home are what they need to be. But the real thing is other people are not going to work with us and cooperate with us if we're not who we claim to be.
Meaning that we have to, bolster our civil liberties.
And get this country, the type of country we used to be, where people from all over the world wanted to come here. And we had a vibrant economy that allowed us to have a robust national security posture.
Senior fellow at the Center for American Progress and philosopher Larry Korb, former Assistant Secretary of Defense under the Reagan administration. Thanks, Larry.
You're welcome. Bye.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.